July 18th. Jesus says, I told you I would explain to you how our love increases its weight hour by hour. Don't fall into an error in interpretation. In God everything is in an eternal present, and everything is perfect and complete. But God is never inactive. He continuously generates. I shall provide you with human comparisons to clarify it better for you. The three persons loving one another and loving their work are like as many sources of heat converging in a single point from which they pour themselves over the universe. Now, the heat of three sources of fire continuously releasing waves of the same heat, the same in power and equal from the outset, what does it produce? An increase in heat in the environment into which the three currents are introduced. Now, if this is gathered in by instruments ready to receive it, the balance between production and diffusion remains. But if the instruments refuse to receive it, obstructed by other bodies, the balance is altered. And in natural life even catastrophes may occur. They also occur in supernatural life. Don't you experience it? Doesn't your love, not recognized and not accepted, increase in your heart, oppressing it so much, that it sometimes explodes in an outburst of just indignation? I say just because I am just. I also say overcome it, though, for the sake of charity. And if it can do so much in you, that have a relative love, what will happen in God, wherein everything is infinite? Our love, which man refuses, grows and grows and grows, oh, unfortunate men! There stands over them the moment when that love will thunder with wrath, asking why it is held in contempt. And the present times are already the first starts of this scorned love, that out of justice and respect for its perfection cannot put up further with the affront. Hence I go like a beggar asking for someone to open his heart to our most intense love, and become its victim, agreeing to be consumed to give relief to love. What I am offering is to be burned at the stake, I know. I make this known. But do not flee from it, you that are still not sold to the enemy. No one, no matter how small and base, no one, no matter how sinful he may have been, may regard himself as rejected by our love. It is mercy. And it can make, and wants to make the most wretched souls into the most radiant stars in its heaven. Come to me, all of you poor, stained, weak, and I will make you kings. Come to me, all of you that from your wretchedness, have been able to grasp my greatness, from your darkness, my light, from your imperfection, my perfection, from your selfishness, my goodness. Come, enter into my love, and let it enter into you. I am the shepherd who labored until death for the lost sheep, and for it gave my blood. O my lambs, do not fear, if many brambles and stains are on your clothing, and wounds in your flesh. Just open your mouths, your souls, to my love, and breathe it in. You will be just towards God and towards yourselves, for you will give God comfort and yourselves salvation. Come, O generous ones, that already love me, like a trammel, drag along your brothers and sisters still hesitating. If I ask to enter into all to give relief to rejected love, I ask you, victim souls, to give yourselves totally to me, to the work destructive on earth, but creating a glory so lofty that you cannot conceive it of my vehement love. What radiance the souls that received God's love to the point of being consumed by it will have. They will have the same radiance as my love, which will remain in them, a fire and eternal gem of most divine splendor. Jesus further says, do you know what you must do to obtain your mother's welfare? By acting in the opposite manner, that is, set your patience against her impatience, set your sincerity against her unjust and insincere way of seeing, your submissiveness against her rebelliousness, your love against her hostility, your cheerful resignation against her refusal to put up with anything. That is how souls are conquered. By opposites. But never think of having her understand it. Work in silence, offering everything to me. United, we shall obtain what we shall obtain. But even if it should be to no avail, you will have done your duty, and you will receive the reward. The evening, just after Father left, Jesus says, now, for the time being, what I tell you is for the use of yourself and Father. You know how to orient yourself in regard to Father. I am very, very pleased that he should use my words for himself, for his soul, for his preaching, and for the guidance and comfort of other souls, whether or not they are priests. But he must not reveal their source, for the time being. One of my greatest sorrows is to see how rationalism has infiltrated into hearts, including hearts that say they are mine. It would be useless to inform priests of such a great gift. Precisely among them are those who, while preaching me and my past miracles, deny my power, almost as if I were no longer the Christ still capable of speaking to souls languishing because of an sense of my word, nearly admitting a current incapacity on my part for miracles and for making grace powerful in the heart. To believe is a sign of purity in addition to faith. To believe is intelligence in addition to faith. Whoever believes in purity and in intelligence distinguishes my voice and gathers it in. The others quibble, discuss, criticize, and deny. And why? Because they live by dullness and not by the Spirit. They are anchored to the things they have found, and do not consider that they are things coming from men, who have not always seen rightly, and even if they have seen rightly and written rightly, they have written for their time, and have been badly understood by those coming after. They do not consider that I may have something else to say, suitable for the needs of the times, and that I am free to say it however, and to whomever I please, since I am God and the eternal Word, who never ceases to be the Word of the Father. I am attempting the final proofs to inflame the souls, that are no longer living souls, but automatons endowed with movement, but not with intelligence and charity. My action, since the beginning of this century, the last one in this second millennium, has been a miracle of charity, to attempt the second salvation of the human race, especially of priestly souls, without whom the salvation of many is impossible. I take the place of the empty pulpits, or ringing words without true life. But there are few that are worthy of understanding me. Few, even among my ministers. So let Father orient himself. Let him draw upon and derive instruction from my words for himself and for all, but let him seek, above all, to set charity aflame in hearts, including those of his brothers in religion. Less knowledge and more charity. Fewer books and more gospel. And light in souls, for I am light. Clear away everything to make room for the light. Does Father say that I am unreachable terrain? He is not saying very much. I am enemy terrain, and that is a great sorrow for me.